That's true. But my main point is that if there is a possibility to change your work environment, then of course you have the right to make that attempt. But you also need to understand the fundamental cause of various problems. So once again, this brings us to the reality that everything is interconnected. If there are certain problems in the workplace, or layoffs, and one is having difficulty finding a job, there are always many factors at play. So you experience dissatisfaction. You suffer. Maybe some worldwide economic conditions or even some environmental problems may be at the root of the problem. In those cases, it does no good to take things so personally and complain to the company or perhaps direct your anger toward one individual boss. And your anger could even turn into hatred. But even if your hatred escalates uncontrolled and even if eventually you killed that person, it would have no effect on the situation. It would do nothing to change the wider problems. This kind of thing occurs, for example, in the Tibetan community here in India. There may be some people who are upset with the Tibetan government in exile, always complaining. So focusing on some day-to-day activities of the government, they are dissatisfied. But they tend to forget that the government in exile is exactly that, an exiled government. And from that angle, the fundamental cause of the problem is the Chinese invasion and occupation of Tibet, which forced us into exile. That is the source of the problem. Once they focus on the real issue, it creates a sense of unity among us, which creates a sense of greater satisfaction instead of the divisions and conflicts caused when we lose sight of the wider issues and start bickering among ourselves. So instead of just complaining and complaining, or directing your anger to a particular boss in that type of situation with your realization of the wider, more fundamental causes of the problem, it would be better if you redirected your thoughts. Think about the world, the global economy. Think about the environment. Look at the various forms of social injustice. Perhaps you could even make a small contribution to improve things in some way.
Of course, there's often very little we can do to change these wider problems.
That's true. Your efforts may have little or no results. Things may not change much. But at least instead of misplaced anger and frustration, you are transforming your mental energy, turning it in a more constructive direction. Your underlying motivation can change based on this wider perspective, and it will build your enthusiasm to work, to make changes that will benefit society. Of course, that takes time. But meantime, if you can't change the work environment, or the wider forces that contribute to the work environment, then you may need to change or adjust your outlook. Otherwise, you will remain unhappy at work and in your life.
Our meeting for the day was coming to a close, and thinking that he had finished, I began gathering up my notes, when he suddenly added a final comment about the harsh reality of life. Yet despite his unsentimental acknowledgement of life's difficulties, there was a certain fearlessness mingled with a gentle undertone of compassion in his voice.
Now look, there will always be problems in life. It is just not possible to go through life without encountering problems. There is no event from which you get 100% satisfaction, right? Some dissatisfaction will always remain. The better we are able to accept that fact, the better we will be able to cope with life's disappointments. So take the example of a person who likes to eat sweet things, but doesn't like sour things. Then there is a certain kind of fruit that this person enjoys. That fruit may be mostly sweet, but it may also have a little bit of sourness in it. That person continues to enjoy the fruit. They don't stop eating it because it has a little sour taste. If they want to continue to enjoy eating that fruit, they have to accept the little bit of sourness in it. You can't separate the sweet from the sour in that piece of fruit. It is always going to be mixed. Life is just like that. As long as you are living, life will have good things, but also some problems that you don't like. That's life.